Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. Quickest 80. 180 minutes of sports talk radio. George Kurtz kicking it with us. Sirius XM channel 159. Just loading up the Seattle Mariners right now, Kurtz. Want to get to the Mariners as well. Can't bet them all. Can't bet them all. We're kicking the tires for the first time on this thing. But what do you think of the Seattle Mariners? 84.5.
Well, you add Robbie Ray. They were definitely a team that played above expectations last year. Kalenic has to be better this year. I think this is going to be a decent squad here. I think that number is pretty much right on, though. I'm not touching that.
It is. It is kind of sharp. What do you think of the Angels at 83.5?
Can they get the pitching? We know they can hit. You know, they did. They lost Dylan Bundy, who did pitch well for them. I know Ohtani's God. What can they get out of Syndergaard? You know, can he be anywhere near Thor? If he can, this is a team that could surprise some people here. Maybe get a wild card spot. But I'm not touching that win total. No, thank you.
Hey, remember though, Seattle was in the playoff picture late in the year last year. They were there, right? They didn't go all in at the trade deadline. It upset the players, and then they still ended up going on a run after. But they do bring in. So look, they bring in Robbie Ray, Adam Frazier, Jesse Winker. They definitely added some pieces here.
They're a decent squad. This is not a bad team. I think they're going to be right around 500.
It's a decent division. And look, the A's are taking a step back. The A's have unloaded everybody.
The A's are toast. Houston's going to be a good team. You know, they're always a good team, although I don't think they'll be as good as they used to be. But they're good. They have one of the few teams that has deep pitching. It may not be ace pitchers, but they have deep pitchers here. At least are major league pitchers, not softball throwers, which is why I like the Houston Astros to win. A's definitely a step back. And I said Angels and Mariners, I think, are the two teams that, yeah, it wouldn't shock me if either one can win mid-80s. I just think with these two teams, though, need to stay healthy. If anything goes wrong for them, they'll be toast. You know, with the Angels, Trout seems to get hurt every year now, right? He's going to miss 30 games every year. And that's just a matter of time. Rendon's almost the same thing as well, and they need that offense to stay healthy to have any chance because I don't see that pitching being all that great.
The Mets are 90.5. Seems high.
Something always goes wrong. All right.
Injuries.
Believe me, from all the Met fans here, don't I know it. That's all they could say is, oh, don't.
Not to mention, you just talked about the vaccination. The Mets count in part of New York, right? So it's not just the Yankees.
And from what I've heard, Matt, the Mets have more big-name players that are unvaccinated than the Yankees. You know, how true this all is, we're all sort of guessing here. All sort of guessing who's going to be able to play.
But it's even worse for the Yankees because the Yankee players couldn't play in Toronto either. At least the Mets don't play Toronto. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's another great 9 games they wouldn't be able to play against Toronto either.
I want to see what happens, by the way, when the Yankees and Mets play each other. And nobody can play.
I'm going to call up the AAA team. It's going to be the Coney Island. The Coney Island team. So, no, NHL trade deadline. NHL trade deadline today. Anything change your mind or say, you know what, I like what this team did as far as futures are concerned?
Yeah, it was a snooze fest, right? I mean, the bigger trades happened yesterday. And by yesterday, I mean Sunday when Drew was traded, Lindholm was traded. I like what the Rangers have done. The Cop, Pittsburgh got Raquel, Minnesota, Fleury, nice. The Dodonov mess is a lot of fun to watch in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. George, thank you, George.
Anytime.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bustle them, and everybody else in between. The quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. The mightier 1090 ESPN radio. Sports Map, Sports Byline. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, the Armed Forces Radio Network, Sports Grid Radio Networks. So we're just talking some Major League Baseball futures. Going to get back to the National Football League. And tomorrow we'll jump back in as far as the Sweet 16 is concerned. Although, as we brought up, the Duke Blue Devils are playing in San Francisco. They're 0-5 all time in the NCAA tournament in the Pacific time zone. Looking at the Major League Baseball futures. Now, like we said, it's the first time we're looking at it. We're just processing this stuff live with you on the air. But there's two of them that jump off the screen the most. They're the most to me. The Cleveland Guardians, no longer the Indians. And the Guardians, yes, the Guardians is a lame name. I think they should have changed the name, but I think the Tribe could have been acceptable. Right? People call them the Tribe anyways. Right? Just sit on the Cleveland Tribe. So they went to Cleveland Guardians and whatever. They changed their name and they're going to suck. So I'm sure people are going to be real happy, right? In Cleveland this year. But hey, they got Deshaun Watson. So I don't think people are going to care all that much. So it says 76.5. I don't see how this baseball team's winning 77 games, guys. Their payroll is $35 million. Speaking of Deshaun Watson, Deshaun's making like 46 mil. And there's no one left for them to really sign. This is the team that they have, and they don't want to spend any money, so you know they're going to end up trading even more players as the season goes on. This team is not winning 77 games, and I'll tell you what, this number will not be 76.5 once people realize it and start betting on baseball futures. We're ahead of the curve here. All right, we're stealing bags in the late night hours. The Los Angeles Dodgers won 106 games last year despite having to deal with a San Francisco Giant team. It was like one of the best teams in the history of baseball somehow. Listen, I'm not saying that San Francisco is suddenly going to suck again, but I'm telling you, they ain't going to win 107 games this year. So the Dodgers won't have that full pressure. Not to mention the Dodgers lineup is actually deeper and better than it was last year. All right, this Dodger team might not win 106 games. I think they might win 112, but we don't have to win 106. We don't have to win 101. At this bet, we got to hit 97. This is another one that's going to move. You know the Dodgers are a public team. It's not like people are going to bet the Dodgers to the under. If you like the Dodgers, bet it now. Because like I said, it's not like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take any under. People are either going to bet the over or they're going to pass on it. Rick Saratella steps up with it. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The countdown is on. The National Football League draft now just 37 days away. And, of course, we will be broadcasting live from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, the MGM Grand Sportsbook. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll be there. Big party on Saturday. We'll be there tearing it apart. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, will be there as well. And we're going to kill it. They better be stocked up on the beer and the vodka and everything else in between at the MGM Grand. When the NFL Draft Bible crew and Sports Rage are in the house, you know things are going to get crazy. What's going on? Rick Saratella. What's up, Rick?
Man, I'll tell you, Gabe, I just spilled my first beer of the day. We're going to have to do better.
And they got plenty of beer in Vegas. It's one thing.
I heard that.
Yeah, plenty of beer. They got plenty of everything in Las Vegas, and it's going to be great. Of course, you know, the headquarters is over at Caesars, the NFL draft, but they're going to be at the Bellagio, at the fountains. We're going to be at MGM.
We're going to be taking the raft, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Taxi.
Yeah, we're going to be taking a ferry. Not the Hudson, though. It's the Bellagio instead of the Hudson. But
no dead bodies, or maybe there are.
Yeah. It's a good. So I used to tell people, man, I used to take the Hudson every day. I tended to try not to look down. I didn't want to look at the water. I know it's like, I'm not going to look at the water.
When we went on field trips to the Statue of Liberty, in order to prevent us from jumping off the boat, the teachers used to tell us, you know, if you swim in that water, kid, you're going to grow a third eye.
they warned you, you knew. You know, Rick Saratella with us. So, man, listen, a hell of a lot of stuff has happened since the last time we spoke. The Deshaun Watson deal went down, but then the latest, it's been quarterback central, man. I can't recall an offseason like this where basically every 2 days another quarterback gets dealt. Matt Ryan. A lot of people thought Matt Ryan wouldn't get dealt due to his salary, and the Falcons have to eat a ton of money. They save money now, but they eat money in the long haul with his contract. The Indianapolis Colts give up a third-round pick for Matt Ryan, and you know, the musical chairs, the chairs are starting to run out now, aren't they, as far as the trades, which will just lead us into the draft. But what do you think about the Colts getting Matt Ryan?
Wow, I'll tell you what, Chris Ballard did it again, man. He knocked it out of the park. You look at what he hauled in for Carson Wentz, and then he flips it around, upgrades the position for a third round pick. I would say the Colts come out big winners in both of those trades. Matt Ryan, obviously a better option than Carson Wentz. This is a team built to win now. And I think you got a 1 or 2 year window to do that, much like Matthew Stafford. You know, he joins the Rams. They win a Super Bowl. Everybody gets happy. New 4-year extension. Hey, Matty Ice might have extended his career with this move.
I like the move as well, actually, from Indianapolis's perspective. I don't like it in the sense that, and I tweeted this out after the deal earlier in the day, Rick, that they seem to be, you know what I mean, they're living on borrowed time all the time. They keep on bringing these quarterbacks that they know, all right, well, Phillip Rivers, let's bring him. It's sort of like the short-term fix. They keep going for the short-term fix all the time. But I guess they thought, listen, Carson Wentz will be that guy. I just, you know what I'm getting at? I don't know why Frank Reich is having such a hard time identifying a quarterback and saying, no, this is my guy, and he's going to be our guy. But great point that you raise. Number one, he's an upgrade on Carson Wentz. I do believe that. Number two, third-round pick's nothing, right? And they just got a bunch of picks for the Carson Wentz deal, so they didn't really give up anything. I can live with that. And as far as Matt Ryan is concerned, I think this guy can still ball, actually. Is his arm strength what it once was? No. And he was never gunslinger per se, so he has lost some velocity. I'm not gonna, we can't dispute that, Rick, but I think it's a little bit unfair to judge Matt Ryan's game right now when you consider how bad the team he was on, right? No ground game at all, bro. If you're a quarterback, you're gonna be a better quarterback if you got a ground game. He never had Jonathan Taylor, bro, in Atlanta, and even when he had a semblance of a ground game, he went to the Super Bowl, Rick. So I think, you know what, I think this is a nice move. I think Matt Ryan does still have some football left in him.
Well, I was going to say, that ain't Quadri Allison now lining up in the backfield taking handles. That's Jonathan Taylor, who, oh, by the way, had a great time at the Harrah's Resort in Atlantic City, had a chance to talk to Jonathan Taylor, and he was being awarded. We spoke to Jordan Davis. He had some fun things to say, and Bryce Young was also in attendance there. So big shout-out to all those guys.
Now, listen, I know I want to ask you about your pro day stuff, and I know you're going to be on the road a lot, but what's your take on Ajabo of Michigan? Poor kid gets hurt at his pro day, and a lot of people are now saying, you know what? What are we even doing these pro days for right now? If you already did your work at the combine, and what are we doing the pro day? You and I have discussed this a lot about, if it was me, I would do it at the combine, and that'd be it for me. I would show up to the combine, I would do what they ask, and then after that, I'd say, bro, you've got tape. I went to the combine, I interviewed with you. If you don't want to draft me, fine, somebody else will. What's your take on where we're going? Will there be a day in the not-so-distant future the guy's going to say, I'm not doing a pro day?
You know, depending on how the combine twists and turns, I think that's possible. And with the Jabu, you hate to see it because the kid was a first-round bound prospect, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't really need to, like, impress. Like, he was already going to be around the 10th pick or so, right? Like, was he really going to improve his stock that much?
It was a tough deal. It was hard to watch. And we had something similar a few years back. Sidney Rice, Sidney from Washington, the Huskies, he was a first-round corner. He got hurt at his pro day. I think the Eagles winded up taking him in the third or fourth round, and he never really bounced back from that injury. Now, with David Ajabo, you know, you saw Joe Burrow, he bounced back from that injury in like 8 months.
Yeah, yeah. So, Cam Akers had the injury as well, 6 months.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, if a team could afford to redshirt him, that would be my preference. But, you know, the NFL has a short attention span, and I think it's going to be hard for a team to invest a first-round pick. Usually, typically, you want to plug and play a guy and grab a starter with your first-round pick. So I think for that those reasons, I don't think he slides to the third or fourth round like Sidney Rice does. I think maybe day two, probably still within the top 50 because everybody's looking for an edge rusher. So I think it cost him a few million in the pockets. However, I don't think he slides past round two.
And I would assume, and we know he does, he has insurance, right? He has insurance. So how much does he have?
Good question.
Yeah, well, it is. It is. Because remember Jake Butt, another Michigan Wolverine player, right? Remember Jake Butt got hurt.
Yep.
And it turned out, and he did fall in the draft. And it turned out, I think he had about $5 million in insurance. And he got a couple of million of it because he still got drafted anyways. But just for people tuning in, these players are able to get insurance that if they do get injured before the draft. But he's still losing money. Let's call it out for what it is.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I wonder if he did get insurance because you'll be surprised how many players fail to do that, especially a bust-out player such as Ajabu, who he just started playing. I believe he was in a European soccer.
Yeah, he's from Scotland. You're right. Nigerian kid that grew up in Scotland. You're right, yeah.
Yeah, so he just started playing football when he came over to high school and had this big bust-out year. So I wonder if he even got that far in front of the process where he took out an insurance policy because up until the combine – people really weren't talking about him as a consensus lock for the first round. So it's a good question.
Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, kicking it with us. So, Rick, now that a lot of these trades have happened and players have been released as well, it starts to, you know, it's the draft starts to take shape a little bit right now. But a lot of question marks right now. The Houston Texans have a million picks. Are they really going to go with Davis Mills as their quarterback?
Everything I heard is that they do like Davis Mills in Houston, or they at least prefer him to the group of quarterbacks in this year's draft.
That they actually think he's better than Pickett or Willis anyways.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I believe so.
That's a good boy. Right. Okay, hold on. Yeah. Save that, Rick. We're up against it here. We'll hit this on the other side. Because I tell you what, I know Seahawks fans are worried that Baker's going to end up there. They don't want him. They don't want him. More Rick Saratella on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, the Pimps, the Players, the Hustlers, the Saratellas, the people at Bust Them, and everybody else in between. We're getting biblical NFL Draft Bible. Rick Saratella, a lot of stuff going on. I want to throw some of the draft props at you, but as far as Baker Mayfield is concerned, there's been talk about Seattle for Baker Mayfield as well. It'll be interesting to see. I'm not Baker Mayfield's biggest fan, but he is sought after. People are going to want him. There will be coaches that say, you know what, I can win with Baker Mayfield. So as far as the draft is concerned, Aiden Hutchinson remains the big favorite to be the first overall pick. He's minus 420. Evan Neal is the second choice at plus 700 right now. Ekwonu is now 10-1. It seemed, and you know, you and I have discussed it, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they've shored up their offensive line. It appears as though they're not going to go that route. And now we've got positions, like when over-unders on every player as well, that I just want to start throwing at you. They have a prop up. Who's going to be the second pick in the draft? If I had to ask you, if Aiden Hutchinson goes first overall, what do you think the Detroit Lions do? Will they take Kayvon Thibodeau? They need an edge rusher, and they just let Flowers go as well. They need an edge rusher.
Yeah, and I think Coach Dan Campbell likes the DNA makeup of a Thibodeau. I think that would be a good pick for them. It seems to make sense. It seems to be a fit. And that would be the direction I go. I will say, I think Hutchinson's pretty much a lock at this point. If there is any other alternative, you want the ultimate dark horse, the Notre Dame safety, Kyle Hamilton, would be the guy, because they're not going to go offensive tackle. So to me, I think you could even throw Hamilton in the mix for number two. Eric Turner, by the way, Cleveland Browns, I think 1990, the highest drafted safety of all time.
So let me ask you, too, because I was going to bring up the Notre Dame Fighting Irish safety, Kyle Hamilton. His over-under is 6.5. 6.5. So you're telling me I got to slam the under on this thing, right? Is he going to last to 7? Is he going to last to 7?
To me, he's a top 3 player in the draft, right? So I don't see it.
Is it crazy? I like where you're going with this, actually, that they want to show up their defense, right? The Detroit Lions. Would it be crazy that they took him, that they added him here?
No, I don't think it's out of the realm, because, you know, to me, and I had this conversation with Brian Dawkins at the Maxwell Club, and I asked him point blank, and more specifically with Kyle Hamilton, would you take a safety number one overall, knowing that this bias with the position has been devalued, kind of like the running back has on the offensive side? And he said, you know what, I couldn't do it. He said, based on what you said, and teams not willing to take the number one overall pick, he said, I couldn't do it. I'd have to try to trade down and then wait. But you know what? I got news for you, Gabe. If you wait on this kid, Kyle Hamilton, 6.5, whew, I don't think he's going to be around then.
Could one of the New York teams step up the 4 and 5 spots here with the Jets and Giants?
I think both of those teams are looking to trade one of those picks. And I think that's where you're going to start to see maybe, you know, a lot of people think the quarterbacks are going to last to the mid to late rounds. But I think Carolina, I mean, if they don't get one of these veteran guys, what are they doing? They got to get a quarterback, and somebody might have to leapfrog them. So I could see the Giants or Jets trying to trade one of those picks. You know, Jabril Peppers and Kyle Hamilton, man, you talk about two kinds of chess pieces. That would be for the Giants. That's interesting. The Jets lost Jamal Adams. Ironically, they acquired one of those first-round picks for Jamal Adams, so replacing him with Kyle Hamilton really wouldn't be a bad alternative.
What do you think of Ahmad Gardner, defensive back, Cincinnati Bearcats? He's listed over under 8.5. I like him. He's a great player. And it appears as though he is going to be the first defensive back taken, the first cornerback. You're talking about, you know, Hamilton being a safety. But I'm looking at the board here. Which team would actually take him? Right? I'm just looking at Gardner. So Jacksonville, no. Detroit's not taking Gardner second overall. He's not going third overall to Houston. I don't think the Jets or the Giants 4 or 5. I don't think they do it. The Panthers went DB last year. They can't do that again. Right? They can't do that again. You get, you know, Atlanta. I don't know if Atlanta's going to do it. When you get into Denver, like, I like the player, but I'm saying from a betting perspective, I don't think he goes in the first 8 picks.
No, it's hard to find a landing spot for Sauce. And, again, I think he is a top 8 player. But when you start looking at the board and figuring out team needs,
yeah,
you know, and then you got Seattle at 9 when you're talking about a Richard Sherman type of corner, wouldn't that be interesting? But I think the one team you mentioned, and even though they took a defensive back last year, you know, Matt Rhule made his money at Temple by just recruiting athletes. He didn't necessarily get the most talented players, but what he did was get highly tremendous athletes and coached them up. And Sauce Gardner has that size, speed, athleticism that would appeal to a coach, Matt Rhule. But I'm with you. I think this is going to go beyond the 8th pick, but he might not slide past 9 with Seattle right there.
Charles Cross. Charles Cross is listed over under 6.5 right now. And Ekwonu, the monster, man-child, beast, who is labeled the most violent player in college football, the most violent offensive lineman. You and I talked about this kid. He's getting a lot of love right now. His over-under is 3.5. Cross checks in at 6.5. Thing is, Cross could go 7 to the Giants, couldn't he? Like, I could see that, but what's your take on the lineman here right now and all the love that Aquano's getting here at 3.5, and what about Cross at 6.5?
Man, that's interesting, because we just said defensive end 1 and 2, right? So now we're saying that basically the first six picks are going to be defensive ends and offensive tackles, because I do think, you know, Ekwonu and Neal are right there at the top. Cross, I tell you, man, the more I watch this kid, the more he grows on me. Depending on what day you wake up, you could state an argument for either one of those guys. And Trevor Penning is actually my favorite out of all of them. I'm not saying he's the best, but just, you know, I'm a guy that just, I love the tenacity. I don't like guys who play to the whistle. I love guys who play through the whistle. And Trevor Penning, I mean, this kid from Northern Iowa, he's my favorite offensive tackle prospect. He could go top 10, too. To get back to your point, man, I think when 6.5, you said?
Yeah, yeah. And if, listen, let me ask you, if you're the Jets, like, don't you need to protect the pretty boy quarterback? If the Jets took Charles Cross or Ekwonu, like, I don't think anyone could say that was a bad pick to them.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think the situation is it's going to be like Evan Neal and Ekwonu 3 and 4, and then do the Giants pull the trigger on a tackle at 5? Or do they wait till 7? I could see them going Charles Cross at 5 because they just signed 2 interior guards. They have Andrew Thomas from Georgia on the left side. The kid Matthew Peart has kind of been a bust. So if they draft another tackle, now they just remade the entire offensive line, which is something Dave Gettleman couldn't do in the past 5 or 6 years.
Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, kicking it with us. Brian Daboll, now the new head coach of the New York Football Giants and a former head coach. You see McAdoo at Pickett's Pro Day. This guy.
Man, what a wise ass that guy is.
This guy's unbelievable. I know. Your guy shows up in a t-shirt. Like, he's kind of like.
By the way, you say Daboll. I like to dabble. But I'll tell you real quickly here. McAdoo is the biggest smart ass coach I ever seen in a press conference because he just acted like he knew it all. And then the results, like, you know, come on, bro. Like, what are you doing out here?
Well, he was actually better than Shermer and Judge was, which was crazy to say, right? At least he got him. You know, gotta laugh at.
He ended Eli Manning's Iron Man streak for Geno Smith, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
I know. Geno Smith did cover, though. They lost, but they covered against the Raiders, I remember. I was like, well, he didn't cover the points, Brad. You're right. In hindsight, it was kind of a jerk-off move to pull. Yes, in hindsight. Like, you of all people. Like, you know, you're messing with Eli Manning. Guy that won 2 Super Bowls. Two Super Bowls for you. All right, so just for the record, the quarterbacks right now, first quarterback drafted is still Malik Willis. That's the odds at -175. So let me ask you, is there value on Kenny Pickett at +200? Because it's not like it's a slam dunk that everybody loves Willis more than Pickett. I mean, some guys do, some guys don't, right? At +200, it's almost worth a little play on Pickett to be the first quarterback taken.
Well, yeah, I think there's value there. I mean, to me, I keep saying, you know, Pittsburgh seems to make a lot of sense since they share a facility with the Pitt Panthers. And I'm not sure Kenny Pickett's going number one if he lasts till 20. But, you know, for me, it's hard. You know, is he that much better than Nate Peterman? You know, it's tough to really judge these quarterbacks because Pickett.
That's a good point. Nate Peterman beat Deshaun Watson and Clemson. People need to remember that. When you say, oh, Nate Peterman. Like, Nate Peterman was a great quarterback at Pitt. You're right.
Yeah. No, and listen, I mean, he even got an opportunity at one point, I believe, to get a starting shot in the NFL. So, you know, I think Kenny Pickett is a slightly better prospect.
Oh, you're scaring the hell out of people by mentioning Nate Peterman and Kenny Pickett.
I mean, you know, it's a tough deal with the quarterbacks because I think Pickett is the guy that teams view as, hey, I can plug him in and play immediately. But Malik Willis has got that Trey Lance allure where you just, you know, some of these clips, if you see them posted on social media, by the way, we'll have a reporter at the Liberty Pro Day later on today. You know, he's just making some of these throws like, you know, not all quarterbacks can do that kind of thing. And I think that's what makes him.
Oh, he's a gifted athlete. There's no doubt about it. The skill is there. So listen, we're up against it, man. Time always flies. So you guys are at Liberty.
Football with you. Yeah.
You guys are covering the Liberty Pro Day. What else you got going on? Just in a couple of seconds, what other pro days are you going to?
We'll be at Rutgers and Liberty, USC, UConn, and Boston College all this week.
Excellent stuff. Follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Saratella. And of course, he had a...
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
NFL Draft Bible, SI.com. Thanks, Rick.
Appreciate it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah, it's all set. They got the bug boy on.
The bug boy?
Yeah. The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're gonna break his maiden.
Really? Yeah, but it's a little slow out there. It rained last night.
Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born to slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
Late Night Anger Man's Request. This is Sportridge. I am Renzi. Thanks to Rick Saratella for joining us on the program. NFL draft rapidly approaching, 37 days away. And the numbers are moving. The props are moving. So we're going to start to pull the trigger. That Kyle Hamilton pick catches my eye. Over under 6.5 for Kyle Hamilton, the safety. I think he's too good to last until the 7th pick. I think somebody's going to take him. Rick Saratella was just talking about how kind of on the big board, he's considered one of the best players, but teams are hesitant to take a safety with the first or the second or the third pick, etc. But somebody will be able to justify it before the 7th pick. And as far as Gardner is concerned, out of Cincinnati, great player. So, yeah, well, it's not a knock on him, but I don't think he's going to go in the top 8 picks. I think he'll go a little bit after that. I don't think he's going to go in the top 8. It's all about the linemen, defensive linemen, offensive linemen early. You know there's going to be a quarterback sprinkled in. Kyle Hamilton is going to get drafted. And then things will start to open up. And, you know, we've gone back and forth on this, but all we can really do is play the market. And I got to believe as well, I think there'll be some movement with Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett's hands were a little bit bigger. Yes, it's actually possible to stretch your fingers and stuff. So he did like stretching exercises, and I don't know what he did. He went medieval. he actually extended his hand size a little bit, which, you know, whatever. If you like the kid, you like the kid. If you're really that panicked about his hand size, but there is massive concern about his hand size. That his hands are too small, that he's going to turn the ball over in the NFL. When he's going to get hit, he's not going to be able to hang on to the football. The guy with the smallest hands in the NFL right now is Jared Goff, and Jared Goff does have a hard time hanging on to the football in the pocket when he gets hit. Right? So, and Kenny Pickett did turn the ball over a lot at Pitt, but he's also a very gifted quarterback. And my point is, I don't know who's going to go first. It's up to the team. Right? It's up to the team. Who's going to go first between Malik Willis and Kenny Pickett. But Kenny Pickett at plus 200, like, it all it takes one. And Kenny Pickett is a more refined quarterback than Malik Willis is. Malik Willis has a cannon and can really, you know, throw bombs and stuff like that. But he's also, listen, he played at Liberty, right? So he didn't play against, like, elite competition. He was at Auburn and he transferred to Liberty. You see, if you watch Liberty play, he's good. He's, like I said, he's got a cannon, but he's no slam dunk superstar. It's not like, oh, you know what, this kid is a can't miss. It's like he could be good. He might, you know, I don't know. Is he EJ Manuel? Like I said, EJ Manuel had a cannon. It's all about reading defenses, right? Like, you can have a strong arm, and it can make up. It can compensate for you making, you know what I mean, reading things a little slower. But it's just the speed of the game in the NFL as opposed to playing at Liberty. Kenny Pickett is, you know, he's played more games at the quarterback position. So like Rick Saratella stated, Malik Willis might have more upside down the road. Kenny Pickett is more polished right now. And it all depends on the general manager. But Kenny Pickett at plus 200 to be the first quarterback taken is definitely worth value now. Look, Kenny Pickett was the first quarterback, you know, he was the favorite to be the first quarterback taken for months. And then people started talking, and the media started talking about his hand size, except the hand size thing was he had a good day for that. He had a good day for his hand size. It's kind of uncomfortable talking about it, but it is what it is. So I'm just telling you, plus 200. I think we've established quite a few nice futures, actually, tonight. And right after the show, I'm going to kick back, and I'm going to think about how I'm going to approach this. But if you're just joining us right now, we have some Major League Baseball win totals out there. And we started off with the Cleveland Guardians and the fact that the Cleveland Guardians payroll is $35 million this year. Teams that spend $35 million on players in 2022 probably aren't going to do very well. $35 million. Deshaun Watson's making like $46 million a year. One NFL player, and in the NFL, they didn't even pay. I thought this was what the whole lockout was about and stuff, too. And once again, like, nothing was fixed. That's the whole stupid thing about this. Like, the players consistently lose this all the time. Like, every time, like, you hear, like I said, man, I said this before. The days of the Major League Baseball Players Union being some unbreakable smart force, that's dead. That's done. Like, you know what I mean? Here we are. We come out of a lockout, and we have a bunch of teams that still aren't spending money. That was the whole point of the lockout, where the players are like, listen, there's no salary cap, but you guys are out of control with the little amount of money that you're spending. $35 million. It's a joke. It's preposterous. But whatever. You know what I mean? Listen, I'm not a Cleveland Guardian fan. But what I am a fan of is winning baseball futures. And this team is not going to win 77 baseball games. Well, 81 games is 500. This team's going to be four games under 500. The division is improved. The Chicago White Sox are good. The Minnesota Twins just spent a ton of money and signed Carlos Correa, improved their pitching staff. The Detroit Tigers are a young and up-and-coming baseball team that was pretty competitive last year in the second half of the season. They hit a wall again at the end, but they're a competitive team. So Cleveland, you know what I mean? Cleveland are going to have serious problems getting to 77 wins. So we like the Cleveland Guardians under 76.5, and these numbers are going to move. So we like the Guardians under 76.5. We like the Los Angeles Dodgers over 96.5. They won 106 games last year, and they're actually better this year. The Dodgers lineup is an absolute killer. It's an absolute killer. It's a murderer's row, man. You know, Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, Freddie Freeman, Justin Turner, Max Muncy. Let's not forget about Max Muncy. Right? Like, you know, they're deep as hell. It's a murderer's row. We'll see what Cody Bellinger can bring to the table this year. I don't see how this team doesn't win, like, 97 games. I think the number is low. And as I stated earlier, it's not like people are going to go, oh, there's no way this team's going to win that many games. So people are only going to bet the over. Right? Or they just won't bet it at all. They're only going to bet the over. They won't bet it at all. And to me, like I said, I think this team is better, and I think the division is weaker. You know, San Diego's got pitching, but they've got injury problems coming into the year. San Francisco can't possibly be as good as they were last year, winning 107 games. Arizona and Colorado. So I don't really, there's nothing stopping the Dodgers from racking up a ton of wins again. Love this play. The Cleveland Guardians under 76.5 wins. Los Angeles Dodgers over 96.5 wins. Other future plays that we've come up with this evening, as we brought up the Phoenix Suns. And we already like the Phoenix Suns. The only thing with the Suns bet is I don't think the number will move all that much. You know what I mean? I don't think it'll move all that much. We see in the NCAA, you see with a lot of futures, generally you sort of get the same price. I mean, there's only a couple of weeks left in the season anyways. So, you know, but that's what I'm saying. The numbers, you know, it's not going to get any better. You play the future. You got to hope that, you know, injuries don't happen. There's not a ton of value with him right now at plus 320. And this is where we kind of missed out, because we talked about the Phoenix Suns about a month ago. About, yeah, you know what, the Suns are the play. The Suns are the play. And they were in the plus 400 range. So now it's plus 320. When I look at the NBA futures, I think they're whacked. I think they're whacked. Like, the Phoenix Suns are plus 320. I understand why. The Golden State Warriors are the second choice to win the title. Like, why? Why? Because Curry, like, hits shots from the hallway before the game and the tunnel before the game starts? Golden State aren't winning the West, man. They're not winning the title. They're not going to get out of the West. The Brooklyn Nets don't even have a team. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't. Like, Kyrie Irving can't play home games. Like, you don't think that's going to catch up to them in the playoffs when they're playing real good teams and stuff? Come on. Brooklyn aren't winning. Brooklyn are the third choice. The Golden State are 6-1. Brooklyn are 6-1. Then the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah, that makes sense. Milwaukee are plus 650. Philadelphia are Philadelphia. Like, this whole Harden Embiid thing, suddenly the honeymoon is over already. I don't buy into Philadelphia. Miami just lost to Philadelphia's backups tonight. I know everybody believes in Miami. I don't. I think Miami will find a way. Like, they'll find a way to lose in the playoffs. I don't think they're the team to beat. You know who's actually the dangerous team here, besides Milwaukee, is Boston. Boston at 11-1. Pretty dangerous basketball team right now. The Toronto Raptors, I think, are a competitive team in the playoffs, but they don't have, like, the championship. You know, they'll run out of gas. Like, they don't have a deep enough run in them to win a championship. But I'm a Raptor fan, and I say this. They're 120-1 right now. You know what? Minnesota are 70-1. Minnesota, it's a big jump for them to take to actually win a bunch of playoff series, but at 70-1, it's a pretty big number for a team that can basically play with anybody. Like I said, I don't think Minnesota would actually make it all the way, but that's a big-ass number right there, man. Like, even for the Western Conference. Like, the Minnesota Wild to win the Western Conference, 21-1. You got to win a couple of series to get to the final, right? To the conference final. You got to win two series at 21-1. They have the talent to play with anybody. They've shown, like, dude, this team, I know they lost tonight. I was on Dallas on the money line. We had Dinwiddie, too. If you tune in to Game Time Decision, we talked about Dinwiddie. His prop tonight was 12.5. I didn't understand that. Dinwiddie is averaging 17.6 points per game. That's what he was averaging coming into tonight since he's joined the Mavericks. And his prop was 12.5. And he scored 20 tonight. It's strange. But sometimes, you know what? Sometimes the number, you'll get burnt on it. Look, like Seth Curry tonight, Seth Curry's number was low. He didn't score anything. So, right? Like, it's the way that, you know, it's sometimes they're bang on, sometimes they're off. Man, what a wild day. But I'm getting fired up for this future talk. LA Dodgers over 96.5. Cleveland Guardians, who are no longer the Cleveland Indians. They're the Cleveland Guardians now. In case you're like, what the hell are you talking about? Under 76.5. And an interesting scenario that we brought up earlier, the Duke Blue Devils 0-5 all-time in the NCAA tournament in the Pacific time zone. We'll get back into the Sweet 16 tomorrow. We're getting fired up for this Michigan game, Michigan and Villanova on Thursday night. And the schedule is set. Arkansas and Gonzaga, 7:09 Eastern. Michigan and Villanova, 7:29 Eastern. Texas Tech Duke, 9:39 Eastern. Houston, Arizona, 9:59, which is really going to be 10:59. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. The Monday Night Meltdown. Thanks to all of our guests tonight. Russ Baxter, George Kurtz, Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, SI.com. Great stuff tonight. Tomorrow night we'll talk Sweet 16. Getting fired up for these games right now. And we're talking about the locations. And we brought up the Duke Blue Devils 0-5 all time in the NCAA tournament in the Pacific time zone. It's kind of strange. You don't figure Duke would be 0-5 in anything in the NCAA tournament. It's a tough matchup for them, but I think they're underpriced. You know, listen, so what? They haven't won in the past. I don't care. The fact that they lost in 1984 on the West Coast has nothing to do. We can bring it up and stuff. It's okay. It is what it is, but I don't think it affects. I don't think the kids, the kids weren't born. Like, you know what I'm saying? The kids on Duke weren't born when they lost a bunch of times in the Western time. So it has nothing to do with anything. It has nothing to do with his game. I think it's short. I think they're underpriced. I think Duke is going to win this basketball game. As it is right now, Gonzaga gets Arkansas. They're laying 9 points. It's 154. I like the over of that game. Michigan are getting 5 against Villanova. We've been riding Michigan. We are Michigan fans, but I think Michigan. Last time we played Villanova, I didn't think we were going to win, so much so that I didn't go to the game. I hated to be that guy, and I hated to admit it, but I was like, man, that Nova team was amazing. This Nova team is good, but they're not amazing. And Michigan's on a roll right now. This is going to be a battle, man, between veteran players, man. Gillespie, Brooks, Dickinson. It's going to be a great college basketball game. And even if Michigan don't win, I don't think they're going to lose by more than 5. Texas Tech are actually favored over Duke. -1.5 right now. You get Duke +102 on the money line. Arizona only -1.5. They're going to beat Houston. I think we're going to kill the Sweet 16. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.